from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins, and
my name is the much-travelled Nigel Payne.
This week, it's Jeopardy. And it's Jeopardy for one reason, and that is we are going to discuss or attempt to discuss artificial intelligence in corporate learning. But we are going to discuss it in a certain way, and that way is, are we optimistic or are we pessimistic? And I think that kind of gets us out of jail, because I don't know about you, Nigel, but I am not an AI expert. I certainly don't build algorithms. And all I understand is what I read and what I see and what I experience. So I don't feel like I'm by any means someone who knows a lot about this, although I've got lots of questions. I've certainly got some thoughts. But and I can also probably sit myself on an optimism to pessimism scale. So
where are you on that scale, first of all, on the optimism to pessimism scale?
Probably more towards the pessimistic end, only because it's not just the learning sphere that informs my thinking. So I'm slightly pessimistic, but I'm not hugely pessimistic. I can come and explain that to you. But where are you on it?
I'm pretty optimistic, actually. I think that in all previous technologies, we've managed to do much more than we could have done without them. And I think this is also true. I also think it's a bit of a game changer in the move towards personalization of learning. So I think that the recipients, the people on the receiving end of AI-led learning, will have a much better time of it than the previous generations. And I think that we're moving away from massification to personalization. And in my mind, that's a good thing. You know, I think we went down an obvious dead end with massification, which was because we could put stuff online, we recognized that instead of a classroom of 20, we could do 100,000 in one go. And that led to all sorts of issues. And now we can do 100,000 variations tailored to each individual. And for me, that is exciting and has huge potential. But I'm not a naive fool in a way that I recognize the difficulties. I recognize that every algorithm is created by human beings who have prejudices and lack the ability to stand above the values which they build into those algorithms. So you do get some weird stuff emerging. And it's true, you know, that all the criticisms are true. But everything that has been made clear about the weaknesses of this approach can be fixed. And we're at the very earliest days. And when I think about the standing in front of audiences trying to convince them that we could actually run video on a computer screen, when all you got was a kind of stuttery postage stamp, people would look at me and go, that is the future? Well, if that's the future, sad to see that. And every other technology where I've tried to become a promoter and I ended up sounding like I was mad, you know, saying that stuttering piece of nonsense. Now, even the internet, what? That dial-up, slow, how's that going to change the world? But we've got to get beyond the immediate issues and try to see how it will evolve. And that's what makes me pessimistic. Sorry, that's what makes me optimistic, essentially.
That's great. Look, the things that, you know, from my perspective, in terms of curating and, you know, access to knowledge and people and information, you know, although that is mediated by algorithms that I have no understanding of highly secretive, obviously it's completely opened up my world and our worlds. So I completely agree with you. So I'm optimistic for many of the reasons that you've just suggested. my pessimism comes in when I, and here are some words that I would put in a pessimism column, if I was to have a column for both. There'd be stuff around ethics, morals, power, control, ownership, naivety, actually. And I think also that the fact that we are the technology creates more problems. Now, this isn't a learning related one, but I see this in consumer life. So Amazon's a wonderful thing and retail is aping Amazon. So now there's a whole industry of being able to order anything, get it delivered, and then there's a massive returns industry, which retail is having to deal with. So I don't think that's help in any way helping solve the problem of climate change and environmental damage. I just don't see it. I think it's creating more of an issue of around packaging, delivery, and then returns. So what we're saying is it's great that you can have personalization. And this is just a retail example. It's not a learning example, but you can get what you want whenever you want it. But in actual fact, there's a massive price to pay for that. And I think that's the naivety. I think right now it's the new dawn of technology. You know, Amazon's not that old. It's quickly adopted. But actually, we've got far bigger challenges in the world that we have to grapple with. And I think in the workplace, one of those challenges might be, you know, well, what does this all mean for everyone? And we might be slightly naive in thinking that it's all going to be okay. I mean, we might not be, but we might be. So I think they're my kind of reasons why I'd be slightly pessimistic, and they're all sort of unknowns really, but retail's quite interesting because I think it's created a whole set of new problems which may have been unforeseen. So my thing is, what do we do with that?
I think you're making some very, very good points, Martin, and I try not to be completely gaga and naive, but I suppose the underpinning element that I think saves us is that if we can make learning a habit for millions and millions of people for whom it's not a habit at the moment, then those people, the solutions to all those problems are at hand. Those people, empowered, thinking, learning, will solve many, many of those problems. Those people, disenfranchised, outside the loop of learning, will not solve those problems. There'll be the burden of the future, people saying, I don't understand these changes. I don't know what to do. I can't do anything anyway. So I'm naive in the sense that I do think that learning does offer much, much more than simply how do you do your job. It kind of opens up people's consciousness and allows them to feel empowered and feel that they have some control in the world. And that's the way we will solve stuff. Mm. So good points, good discussion, Martin. And as always, I appreciate your time. So thank you.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Nigel.
From scratch.